Hello, my name is David Lane from Points East West Veterinary Services, and today I'm going to talk about what's new or the cutting edge in terms of regenerative medicine and arthritis. One of the advantages of working in a ski resort town is that sometimes you don't have to go to the conference, sometimes conference comes to you. And this was the case where a meeting of Canadian stem cell biologists had their annual conference in Whistler. And because of that, I found myself in a position of being able to sit down in a roundtable discussion with a bunch of guys drinking beer and talking about the state of stem cells and regenerative medicine in treating arthritis in dogs. So as I'm sure you all know, we haven't had any luck in reversing arthritis yet. And when talk of injecting stem cells into joints first occurred, we were all optimistic, thinking, great, we'll be able to regrow cartilage and reverse arthritis, but that hasn't happened. And there's a number of reasons it hasn't happened. One is that it's difficult to get mesenchymal stem cells to convert into chondrocytes. They don't seem to do that as well as they convert into, say, osteocytes or tenocytes. Other factors relate to the problems with arthritis. One of the big factors is the progression of change in the subchondral bone. So as arthritis kicks in, there's changes the subchondral bone that cause it to lose its shock-absorbing effect. It becomes more rigid. And so when the bone underneath the cartilage is more rigid and unforgiving, that means the cartilage ends up absorbing more of the shock of impact from running or weight-bearing. And then that stress in the cartilage causes damage to the cartilage, and then the cartilage thins, and then because the cartilage thins, that allows more force to get transmitted to the subchondral bone, and so the subchondral bone gets even harder, and it just feeds itself. And you know, again, over time, the cartilage thins, chondrocytes die, and then metabolically, there's not much left in the joint. And this is a problem that we haven't yet overcome. So any talk about returning cartilage to the joint is dealing more with focal defects, like an OCD type defect, where there's just a specific target area where you want to thicken the cartilage versus doing it globally through the whole joint. One of the difficulties with filling this defect is having some sort of scaffold, some sort of biologic framework for the tissues to start to regrow, and these scaffolds often get dislodged, they don't stay in place, and so this is another problem we have. A third problem we have is getting chondrocytes to proliferate. They just don't do it very well. So one of the recent technical logic advances that they have is in the lab setting, they're now able to take regular cells like a fibrocyte or a chondrocyte and tweak it and play with it, and I have no real understanding of exactly what that means, but that's how they describe it. And they can get these mature end-stage cells to revert back to embryonic stem cells. And then embryonic stem cells proliferate quite well, and then they can take them and try and tweak them and make them turn into whatever other cells. And for most of the tissue they're working with, there's a problem with that technique in that the embryonic stem cells that they've created have a real tendency to want to revert back to the cell they were originally. So if you started with a fibrocyte, it wants to become a fibrocyte again. However, some of the research being done at the University of Guelph is using that to their advantage. So they're taking chondrocytes, tweaking them back to become embryonic stem cells, allowing them to proliferate into large numbers, and then letting them do what they want to do, which is then return and become chondrocytes again. So it looks like we've solved the first obstacle about how to get a large number of stem cell chondrocytes into a joint. However, it doesn't overcome some of the other problems. So now what they're looking at is taking hydroxyapatite and having sort of a plug of material that can be converted into bone, and then laying these chondrocytes over top of it, and then taking these plugs and coring out a hole at the location of the OCD defect and putting a plug of this hydroxyapatite with stem cells on top in there and see if they can get some focal regrowth of cartilage in those areas. And so that's kind of a work in progress. When I started asking questions about how close they were to thickening cartilage in general, though, I got one of these sighs and a shake of the head and the whole notion being dismissed as being too idealistic at this point, that they're a long way off of actually being able to reconstruct the joint environment in a meaningful way to reverse arthritis. One of the other things I found interesting is one of the issues with stem cells is, you know, stem cell is a cell that's capable of rapid proliferation, and it's also capable of mutating into different cells, which of course is exactly what tumor cells are. So with this technology, there's, you know, always the concern, okay, are we going to implant tumors into these animals when we implant these stem cells, like the example of the cartilage plug I just gave here. So straight out of science fiction world, what they've done is they splice in a genetic kill switch for these cells. So say you implant some of these cells into the dog and then it starts to form a tumor and you don't want a tumor. So you add some tetracycline to the drinking water, and as soon as you do that, it activates a gene that causes the cell to self-destruct. And that's one of their mechanisms for hopefully preventing secondary tumors as a side effect of that. So I just found that fascinating slash scary that they can do that. The other question I posed was where we stand with allogeneic cells. And if you remember, allogeneic cells are basically universal donor stem cells. And they said there is being work done in Australia, and I know of another lab in the States that's doing some work in small numbers of research cases, and things seem to be working well. They're not dealing with many adverse reactions, although I've read no original papers on that. It's more just hearsay information. There is a lab at the University of Guelph that is now manufacturing allogeneic stem cells, and we talked a little bit about doing some trials and clinical cases going forward in the future. So hopefully, again, we'll gain more information there. And it's to the point now where at the lab they can make the allogeneic cells, store them in liquid nitrogen, and then they have a tool, what they refer to as the toaster, and they basically pop these frozen cells into the toaster, and a short while later, great, they're thawed and ready to go. So again, in the future, that's a conceivable thing where clinics doing a lot of regenerative medicine could have a little liquid nitrogen tank and a toaster. And when you have a case that needs stem cells, instead of harvesting it from the animal, you just go to the nitrogen tank, pop it in the toaster, and you're ready to go. So that's my overview of where we stand now with stem cells in treating arthritis.